Good morning, this is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Tuesday, May 26th. I have to record these comments a little bit early today, so I don't have the closing nighttime session prices yet. It's about 7:26 in the morning, and obviously I won't have any export announcements, if there are any, at 8 o'clock, but we'll give you what we've got here so far. The bonds are down almost a full point as the stock market is up. Looks like it'll open up somewhere over 500 points higher. The dollar's down 80 ticks. Crude oil is up 99 cents a barrel. So it should all these should be a little bit supportive to the grain markets out here. We had some rains over the weekend scattered. The question is, you know, where it's bad, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, are we going to lose some acres there and to prevent plant? I suppose it's possible, but I don't think it'll be nearly as much as people think it is. But the corn really hasn't reacted much to that. The funds are heavily short, close to claiming, you know, getting close to 300,000 shorts out here. So I think that in itself is enough to maybe push this market higher. I can't imagine the funds pushing this thing down even more. I think that's pretty close to a record, if it isn't a record, short position in the corn. I really don't see much else out here. I think the weather this week will be pretty good to get the crops in the ground. We'll get crop progress tonight, but I don't think it's going to have ratings on corn. From what I saw, it didn't include ratings, but we'll see. It's supposed to be tonight, but we'll have to see. We're looking at, you know, 90% or more of the corn planted, probably 60, 70% of the beans planted, somewhere in that range. But it'll be big numbers. I think a lot of work has been done out here. So until we see massive Chinese buying or until we see the threat of a real drought out here, I think, you know, the market should tend lower. But with the funds short all this corn, that could be the offsetting factor in here. It's still a money game as much as anything in the short run. In the short run, the funds are this short. Maybe they'll want to cover something in here. The beans have run up to this 840. They got up to 843 overnight. We've been at these levels several times in the last week. If we could close over 860 in July beans, that's 20 cents away. That would be very positive. If we could close July corn over 325, that would be positive. So we've got a little bit of a chance here in a short week. Really don't see much else out here, but with the weaker dollar, the stronger crude, I would think the grain should be higher here today. Wheat's a little bit lower. I'm not sure why. I think with the dollar lower, we could see another rally in the wheat market by the end of the day. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.